Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to my show, The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life and business. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. And today's is do not let making a living prevent you from making a life. And so many of us are working so hard and we forget to enjoy and just take in this beautiful weather that we've been having. And so anyways, and I love it because it's starting to get light again out here. So I don't know about you, but I wish they would just be done with that whole thing. So anyways, I love staying up and enjoying the day longer. So anyways, I do want to remind you to download our podcast, follow us on social, and also visit our website, kimpaganoshow.com. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We had an incredible time at my last mixer. Get on our list for our next mixer, and you can text me at that number and just put mixer, and I'll put you on the list. Our next one is planned for May 15th, which I know is a little bit out, but we're going to have some surprises in between, so definitely stay tuned. And I'm excited to bring our first guest on, Lash Berry, and he is from Distinctive Assets, legendary. Everyone wins at the Oscars, and let me just tell you, he includes me in his bags of tricks, and also this year he's actually giving back to the LA fire victims. So I hope that you stay with us all the way through. We've got some 5 great interviews. Let's get started.
I am so excited. Every year, it's kind of weird because, like, you know, another year went by, but what a great cause here. And of course, we're talking about Lash Berry, Hollywood gift guru, founder of Distinctive Assets. And as you can see here, he's got, well, you'll probably hear it, but you can go on my website and my YouTube channel and you'll see all of his incredible things that he does every year. But not only every year, he's actually pivoted. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what he is doing now to help so many people. And of course, Lash, thank you so much for being here.
Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit. I mean, when we say pivot, that word is so COVID, so recovery, so, you know, all the things that flood. I mean, we keep pivoting. And I think that's like life happens to all of us, right? And so it doesn't really leave anybody out because you always know somebody or you know, you just want to reach out to help people. So tell me how you pivoted and, of course, what we're doing for this year.
Well, obviously the LA fires affected everyone, whether you were on ground zero and lost your home, whether you are a business like mine who was affected by having a major event canceled. We ended up not doing our annual Grammy gifting that we typically do on site for the presenters and performers. And sort of as time has moved forward, I've really understood the need sort of emotionally for a community to move forward, not necessarily move on, but move forward and continue to celebrate life's amazing moments. And if anything, appreciate them a little more. And that's what we've done. So every year, this is something we put together independently of the Academy to sort of soften the blow for the top acting and directing nominees if they don't take home that golden Oscar statue. And, you know, the bigger the award, the bigger the disappointment. So this is meant to be stuff that's all about self-care, self-love, ways for them to rejuvenate and reboot if they need to. So, for example, we're giving them a $23,000 getaway to the Maldives from Joe Ali. This is 2 award-winning all-villa resorts that they'll have access to. They'll get a 5-star getaway in Barcelona if they want to go to a lovely hotel called the Cotton House Hotel, and a luxury wellness retreat in Sri Lanka from a company called Santani that is absolutely incredible. Or they can just stay home if they're like me and a homebody and they just want to use the Partake Body Care luxury bath soak that we're including and just stay home and take a bath. Or if they're stressed out from winning or stressed out from losing, we've got four different cannabis brands that only the folks here in California are getting. I'm not shipping this because I can't do it, but Dog Walkers is doing their pre-rolls. We've got these awesome non-alcoholic margaritas from Senorita. And then this is from Bebo. This is a rose gold vape pen, and Bebo is known as the Hermes of marijuana. So all different kind of ways for them to de-stress.
I love it. You always have such great stuff. And I know that I'm seeing this 1 million in recovery support. Talk to us about that.
Well, this is my favorite thing that we've included. So when we were thinking about moving forward with these gift bags, I only wanted to do it if there was a component that we could add that was giving back in a meaningful way, not auctioning a bag that maybe would raise a few hundred or a few thousand dollars, but something meaningful. So I was introduced to a company called Bright Harbor. This is a disaster recovery service, and they help survivors navigate insurance, government assistance, vetting vendors for remediation and rebuilding, all the hard stuff that people feel overwhelmed by. And people, whether they're super rich or poor, these are sort of a democratization of the things that people feel overwhelmed by. And Bright Harbor is giving each nominee a one-year membership valued at over $3,500. So if it's someone like Adrian Brody who lost his home, he can certainly take advantage of that himself. But Bright Harbor is also giving each nominee 10 one-year memberships that they can give to anyone they want, completely regiftable, friends, family, neighbors, even fans who might have lost their home. So over $1 million of their services are going to be made available to local Angelenos.
I love it. How long has Bright Harbor been around?
You know what? I'm not sure, but it's been years. And they obviously, it's not just about fires. It's any disaster, whether it's hurricanes, whether it's tornadoes, floods. Unfortunately, there's a lot of those more so than ever happening around the country.
I know.
And it's not even just in the aftermath. I was talking to them and I was like, well, will this be soon enough? You know, the fires were now over a month ago. And they're like, no, it's like a year later or 2 years later, people are still trying to get their money back from insurance companies. They're still trying to get government assistance. They're still trying to find ways to rebuild. And so they help people throughout the process of getting back on their feet.
I love that. I love that. And of course, I love all your other stuff too. You have the Miage skincare, right?
My favorite. They're back for a fifth year. I include them because I love them so much. This is a $500 set, ultra luxury line of skincare. It's all about skin transformation and skin optimization at any age. So, you know, that fountain of youth that we're all, you know, hoping to achieve. We don't have to go through the lengths that Demi Moore characters went through in Substance. You can just use great skincare. We've got Institutum. This is a Swiss line of result-driven skincare. This is my favorite product of theirs. This is their anti-wrinkle serum. And it's got a vitamin C component that's absolutely incredible. A great line of lipstick. This is Clean Beauty. This is Vady. This is a lipstick line that's really, really incredible. We've got Petit Pout, brand new female founded line of lip products. They are a fusion of color, hydration, and sun protection from Petit Pout. They even have clear.
Yes, very cool.
Clear as well. And then this always makes me think of you whenever I see this from the Heart Company. So this is a female owned fragrance company. This is called Kindness in a Bottle. They've got Love in a Bottle, Me Time in a Bottle. It's about that intention as you put on your fragrance in the morning of like what you're going to manifest for the day.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that. And you know what? I like love perfume because I feel like it shines on everybody, you know, and I never leave my house without it. And I love Heart. So you exactly nailed me. I love it.
Awesome.
And now what about the Nomadic?
Nomadic, we know we have these amazing trips, so we wanted to make sure we had amazing luggage. So Nomadic does luggage that is practically indestructible. So we're doing their check-in pieces. They also have these carry-on travel packs that are so cool. 22 different compartments, zippers. It expands by 50% and still counts as a carry-on item. So they've got incredible items from Nomadic.
I love it. And of course, I'm looking at your list as we're talking right here because the list just keeps going on and on and on. Okay, the Alama Draft House Cinema. Talk to us about that. a lot.
This is in downtown LA. It's Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, and they have this great little snow globe. They have a bunch of great merch that we've included, but they're also getting a $100 gift card to go and experience a movie at Alamo Drafthouse. And it's great because you can order your meal, have it brought right to your seat while you're enjoying your favorite
Oh, I
movie.
love
They've got
that.
all the latest releases, and they're right here in downtown LA. So if you haven't been, you have to go and check out Alamo Drafthouse.
Okay, one more thing we'll talk about. How about Art Lipo?
Oh, well, it's all about home remodeling if they need it. We've got Maison Construction helping them with that, and then some body reconstruction if they might need it. This is a world-renowned surgeon, Dr. Sue, who's going to help them with any sort of touch-ups they might need, whether it's celebrity arms, which is what he's known for. But lipo is kind of like an art form. It's like sculpture. And so you want to make sure you get hooked up with the best. So we're including that. It's like a $25,000 gift if they want to use it.
$25,000.
If they want it, if they need it, if they need a little touch up, and then we've got all the preventative maintenance stuff for them as well.
Oh my gosh, so much incredible stuff included in your swag. I love it. I love it. And of course, Lash, I always love talking to you, and I love like learning about new products that that you're out there, sharing with the world, right?
I do too. To be honest, it never gets old. Every time I'm pulling out the products to set up on my display, I feel like a kid in a candy store. I'm discovering new things. Like this is a line of soap called Mermaid Cove Cosmetics. This is a cancer survivor who started this company with her son. The most incredible smelling soap. It smells like the ocean. It's so great, non-toxic. So it was part of her post-cancer journey to come up with her own non-toxic, non-harmful products. If you're into tea, you've got to try Brooke 37. This is a gourmet tea company. Amazing presentation, a great gift for Mother's Day or anything you've got coming up. If you've got a tea lover in your life, you've got to check out
I love
that.
tea.
And then I want to show you these too, because these are gorgeous. This is from
Oh
another
my
local company. It's called
gosh.
Suco Stones. These are candle holders that are filled with dried flowers from the California desert. I love the trio, the three different sizes, the way they look. But Suco Stones does some incredible candle holders.
Incredible. Oh my God. So exciting. You know what's funny is I feel the same way on radio. I feel like every time I'm talking to somebody, I'm like just learning. It's like air, school on air. So I love it.
And we're never too old to learn, even though I'm an AARP member now. We're never too
I'm
old.
right there too.
I've got readers now in every room of the house, and I was spending so much on readers. I'm like, oh, I want one in every room, but they're so expensive. So I found a company called Kits. It's kits.com. It's Kits Eye Care, the most affordable premium glasses. I basically get three pairs of readers for what I was spending on one from Kits, and I love it. You don't have to
They look
sacrifice
hot.
style.
They look
I've got them
hot.
in every handbag, every room, in my car, and everywhere.
I love it. I love it. Lash, I always love talking to you. You just have so much I love the karma that's coming from you to give back in the world. So that's what it's all about. Thank you so much for
Hey,
joining
man.
us here.
Great to chat with you.
Yeah, and keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to securing your financial future, trust is invaluable. Meet Sam Haas, your dedicated independent financial advisor and fiduciary at Haas Financial Inc., with a focus on the unique needs of successful professionals, high net worth individuals, business owners, and retirees. Sam Haas offers expert estate, retirement, and financial planning. Known for his honesty, empathy, and hard work, Sam is committed to serving his clients with integrity. Sam's advice is sound and his service is exceptional. Don't be overwhelmed by retirement. Go to the experts at Haas Financial. Call 866-724-2653 or visit haasfinancial.com today. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, CA insurance license number 0482271.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Gardens.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner, event, or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, this is our money. Money is what we talk about it. How do we even put that, Sam? And of course, I'm talking about Sam Haas. I'm taking lessons, money lessons from Sam here. And of course, you guys are all a part of it. So what did we say that was going to be like our money moment or whatever? Is that what we said?
I think so. It's all about making sure your money lasts. And, you know, when you get up in age, it's not so much the return you get on your money, it's the income planning and the income you receive. And, you know, I tell folks all the time, you know, they in the United States, they've done a wonderful job on how to show folks how to accumulate wealth.
Right.
But when it comes to income planning and distribution planning,
right,
people have no clue. And my seminars are full. They come in. I mean, this week I have a seminar, but we call them workshop because it truly is a workshop. We're not there to sell them anything. We're there to educate.
I love educating. Yeah. And that's really what we're doing here. And I love that it's School on Air with Sam Haas. And I should say Money School on Air. How about that? There we go. And of course, today we're going to be talking about your Social Security and how to maximize it. Mm. And, you know, so I was kind of reading through some of your notes, first of all. And first of all, I mean, there were some things that I didn't really even know. And of course, that is, first of all, the elimination of the Fairness Act. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's huge right now. A lot of people don't know anything about it, which is the Social Security Fairness Act that basically eliminates the windfall. A lot of our public employees, you know, the teachers, the firefighters, the people that we depend on, the police people that have worked all their lives, and yes, they do get a pension, but they get into that windfall where they cannot collect their Social Security at the full amount. And the new administration signed into law January 5th of this year, the very next day that they want to eliminate this windfall. And it's great, you know. So if you're in that situation, give us a call. We could guide you. as to what to do, where to go, and how to get this thing looked at, and go from there. So I want to repeat my number, 866-724-2653. 866-724-2653. You could give us a call and we could show you how to get this thing done.
So just so our listeners, because I kind of fumbled through that, but I want to really, like, I mean, this is going to help so many people. So any public worker, public employees, like firemen, police officers, teachers, that could not collect their Social Security due to their pensions, right?
Right.
Now they can, correct?
Yeah.
And you can help them with that.
Yes, yes. They're welcome to call our office, and we could guide them as to where to go and what to do. And the name of the game is planning, of course, and that is what we do at our office. And, you know, most people know at the age 62 they can collect their Social Security. And if they do and they're still working, they'll get penalized, right? And that's not good. And there's a rule on that. And most people wait till age 67, which is full retirement age. And at that point, if you're still working, you won't be penalized on your Social Security payments.
Right.
And if you waited till age 70, well, of course, your Social Security will increase by almost 8% simple. And it's great. And, you know, when we do this calculation for folks, we call it Social Security maximization. We would look at, you know, the difference if you collected at age 62 versus waiting till age 70.
Right.
It's huge. It's a huge amount.
Right.
That I could probably paint the picture by giving you an example. Usually examples, it's the best way to look at this. And, you know, two people, husband and wife, on average, if they retire at the age 66, 67, you know, they live for 25 years to 30 years. And the point is with this Social Security maximization is to wait long enough in order to collect the maximum Social Security. And when we compare someone, a couple that they collected at age 62 versus waiting till age 70 and collecting, it's difference of almost $400,000 to $500,000.
Wow,
just waiting. Yeah. And you know, they my job as a financial planner is to look at all your income sources and look at to see which account should you pull out money first in order to minimize your taxes, at the same time maximize your Social Security income. And you know, we usually leave like Roth IRAs last because, you know, they grow tax free. And you want to pull money out at the right time on those accounts. But, you know, Social Security is a question mark for a lot of people. There are a lot of questions on that. And we could certainly create a program that shows you when to pull money out and at what age.
Right. And Sam, what if they had a spouse that either they, you know, passed away or divorced? Talk to us about that.
Great point. They've discovered so many women that their spouses, they either got married and got divorced, or their spouses passed away, and they didn't know they can go on the husband's Social Security and collect from his Social Security. And that's definitely an option. If you've been married for 10 years and got divorced, you can go on and get apply. You need to call Social Security and find out what are your benefits.
Right.
So that's important for people to know that that's available. So the one place that I always tell folks to go look at the history. They used to send the statements in the mail. They don't do that anymore, right? So you want to go on ssa.gov and register yourself. and be able to pull your whole history to 20, 30 years, whatever you have, and it'll show you what are your benefits at the age 62, 67, or 70. And call us with that information. Call at 866-724-2653. And we'll be delighted to take that information and show you what needs to happen and go from there.
Yeah, really good stuff. This is all stuff that, you know, you've been working your whole life, right? And so you go at 62, and if you maximize it to go to 67, even 70, if you're in good health, you kind of, do you recommend, or I know you can't really recommend, but is that what you see most people doing?
Everybody's situation is different. Some people get the pension, right? And they can collect at the age 65. So they don't want to collect Social Security because it'll cause more taxes.
Right. But so, they can get their Medicare, but they don't need to take their Social Security.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, they could always get the Medicare and wait on Social Security. And, you know, that's the common sense, right? You want it to grow. If it grows at 8% beyond age 67, why not? You know, especially if you're in a good health. If you're not in such a good health, then the story is different. I mean, you may want to collect your Social Security at the age 62, especially if you're not working.
Right, exactly. So, I also want to share your tax calculator. So talk about that.
Good thing you brought that up. You know, we've created this software that you could put in your information, basically your name, your age, and, you know, how much money you have under retirement plans combined, IRA, 401k, and this and that. And what is your tax brackets? You know, you put that in there, and this calculator calculates how much taxes you end up paying, you know, during your retirement. And a lot of people don't know, Kim, that when they pass away, the children have to pay the taxes on their retirement money. And in the past, the government allowed people to let this IRA or 401k to be stretched over their kids' life expectancy and their grandchildren for two generations. They could have collected on this IRA, but now it's changed ever since the Secure Act 2.0. They have only 10 years. They can have to take that money out, the required minimum distributions. They got to take it out during the 10 years. And then at the 10th year, they got to liquidate and pay the taxes all at the same time at that year. So it's quite a bit of taxes. You'll see that if you get on hosstaxbill.com, H-O-S-S taxbill, B-I-L-L.com, and put in your information, and you will get this nice report that you could follow and call my office to go over it and look at some of the solutions we put together on Roth conversions. And of course, you would want to look at projections, look at income planning that, you know, people need help on that. And that's why they come to the seminars. I have this seminar coming up, and you know, it's full at the Ronald Reagan Library, and then
that's happening March 1st, right?
March 1st on Saturday. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Today,
and then next one is at this Mammoth Museum in Newbury Park on March 13th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
With, a lot of people show interest in that. It's a car museum with vintage cars. I love cars. A lot of people do. A lot of women do.
I do too. Yeah. We've been there and I love it. Yeah. So definitely get over there. I want to also just share that I will put these, your events in my newsletter so that our listeners can find them. So if you're not getting our newsletter also, definitely sign up. You can even text us right now at 805-419-0008 and just put newsletter And of course, in order to get in touch with Sam Haas, you can either go to haasfinancial.com or you can call him at 866-724-2653. And again, that's 866-724-2653. Sam, okay. So good. Always a pleasure. I always learn something from you. And so now I guess I'm going to be working till I'm 70, right? No. Yeah.
And that's the long time from here, right?
That's right. Because that's absolutely only, right. That's
only right. 25, right?
Of course. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you so much. And I'll see you next week. And I appreciate your time.
Thank
Have
you.
A great rest of your weekend.
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Sam Haas is an investment advisor representative with Foundations. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information discussed does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering or issuer or investment strategy. Each individual investor's situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments regarding a particular client's experience may or may not be the same as another client's experience and is not an indication that any client or prospective client will experience the same or a higher level of future success or performance. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to securing your financial future, trust is invaluable. Meet Sam Haas, your dedicated independent financial advisor and fiduciary at Haas Financial, Inc., with a focus on the unique needs of successful professionals, high net worth individuals, business owners, and retirees. Sam Haas offers expert estate, retirement, and financial planning. Known for his honesty, empathy, and hard work, Sam is committed to serving his clients with integrity. Sam's advice is sound, and his service is exceptional. Don't be overwhelmed by retirement. Go to the experts at Haas Financial. Call 866-724-2653 or visit haasfinancial.com today. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, CA Insurance License Number 0482271.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I'm Kim. And my next guest is Matt Clunan. He's the VP of Global Brand Marketing at Fever. And we're going to talk. This is so interesting to me. I still just am blown away by it. Of course, I'm probably like, you know, I don't know if everybody else is, but we're going to learn a little bit about how AI and freelancers can work together in the future. And I know a lot of people are really intimidated by this and feel threatened. But Matt, you got some insight for us?
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me on, Kim.
You're welcome.
So Fiverr is a global online marketplace that connects freelancers with businesses and individuals looking for freelance talent. The platform has been around since 2010 and offers over 700 categories, everything from graphic design to content writing, programming, marketing, you name it. There's probably a service on Fiverr that you or your business could need. And really, freelance has been a trend that's been growing and growing quickly over the last 5-10 years, but really AI has kind of started to change things again. And I think there's so much of a conversation around how AI is going to affect us all. Is it going to replace all of our jobs? But then uniquely to freelancers, you know, how is AI going to impact, you know, their work and their ability to earn money and their ability to kind of grow their individual business. So right. I think that's really kind of where, you know, we've been focusing a lot lately is, you know, how can we protect the credit and ownership and really kind of the desire to kind of create for our freelancers there. You know, if they're not being credited and compensated for their work, you know, it's hard for them to kind of view this as the right thing to be doing. So really focusing on this idea of ownership has been where Fiverr's focusing lately.
Right. So, I mean, when we're talking about freelancers, we're talking about people that we would hire to do this work, and then all of a sudden now they're using AI, correct?
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so how do we avoid that? I mean, obviously, these people, you know, they have specialties in everything that they do. And how is Fiverr embracing the AI but still working to protect the freelancers?
Yeah. So, you know, Fiverr understands that, you know, the freelancer's success is our success. You know, we're a platform for freelancers and really, you know, want to make sure that we're putting them in the best position to succeed. So we felt like we really needed to develop, you know, tools and products that allows freelancers to remain competitive and really, you know, compete with the AI solutions that are out there. So Fiverr just last week announced the launch of Fiverr Go. And what Fiverr Go is it's a set of personalized AI tools for freelancers, split into two products that we initially launched, the personal AI assistant and then the AI creation model. The personal AI assistant is kind of what it sounds like. It's an AI assistant for freelancers to manage their kind of business. So it will learn how a freelancer has communicated with customers in the past. Will understand what, you know, services they're selling on the platform. It will provide them insights onto how to kind of optimize and grow their business. And it will ultimately handle, you know, conversations with potential clients if the freelancer wants them to. So ultimately, you know, being a true business partner for the freelancer.
Right. And let me, and just for our listeners, you know, I'm sure many of them probably have already used Fiverr, but it's basically if, like, say you need a logo done or say you need a newsletter done, right? There's amazing freelancers on the site, and you hire them all individually to do your work for you, correct?
Exactly. And, yeah, it can be a one-off task if, hey, you know, I'm looking for a new social media post for, you know, my social account, or it could be a long-term engagement with, you know, a social media strategist that can help you define your strategy for your social media and help create content on an ongoing basis.
Yeah. And I mean, it's brilliant, you know, like if you don't staff that kind of a person, you just go on there and, you know, there's like different personalities, different, I mean, it's pretty cool. So I love what you guys have done. And now, of course, Matt, you are the vice president, right? How long have you been doing that?
Yeah, so I've been here at Fiverr for 6 years now.
Okay, cool. And obviously you've seen a lot of changes because of our pivoting in the world is our you know, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, what's been very interesting about Fiverr over the last 6 years is just, you know, what's happening in the real world is kind of immediately reflected on the platform. So, you know, during kind of COVID, when remote work was such a thing, you know, you saw this influx of, you know, more freelancers signing up and more businesses seeking kind of freelance work. And then there was kind of this NFT craze and you saw this huge spike in, you know, freelancers selling NFTs on the platform. You know, now I think we're kind of in this AI phase of, you know, everyone's talking about AI and there's a lot of new, you know, AI experts and people trying to become AI experts. So it's just, you know, always interesting in terms of Fiverr, the platform, reflecting what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Wow. And so, you could actually hire somebody and they can, you can request them to do, use the AI tool. Is that how it works?
Yeah. So moving forward, a freelancer on the platform could continue to just sell their services as they did before. Everything could be just, you know, individual orders there, or freelancers could opt into this AI creation model, which it would allow them to sell AI generated work that's based on their unique style. So it provides, you know, multiple ways and additional, you know, potential revenue streams for freelancers. On the business and the buyer side, it provides them with options. Hey, I could get something that's AI generated, that's in this individual's unique style, or I could get something, you know, completely bespoke and, you know, custom interacting directly with the freelancer.
Correct, correct. And so, of course, just for our listeners also, if you do any of these incredible freelance work, you might want to check them out also, right, if you're not already on there. How do they find out more about that?
Yeah, so both businesses and freelancers could go to Fiverr.com. That's Fiverr.com. And if they wanted to learn more specifically about Fiverr Go, it's just Fiverr.com/go.
There you go. All right, Matt, some good stuff here. And thank you so much for sharing it here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you very much, Kim. I appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, ladies. How are you? Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and of course, just for our listeners, on February 21st is National Caregivers Day, and we'll be honoring over 105 million U.S. adults who support a loved one who is either injured, wounded, ill, a number that is expected to grow as our 65 and over population ages. And, you know, I have to just commend all of our caregivers, because there's a special place for them. You know, sometimes they put themselves aside for that. And of course, joining me today are sisters JJ Elliott Hill and Natalie Elliott Handy. And of course, they also have a podcast and where they advocate for caregivers. And so welcome, ladies, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so let's get started. Talk to us a little bit about, I know, the role of caregiver, but tell me what you guys are doing and how you found it in your passion to really be able to share this.
Well, it started with our parents, actually. Our dad passed away tragically at 58. Our mom had been diagnosed with Parkinson's at 52, and there's three of us. We always thought that our dad would take care of our mom. And so three daughters going through life, and it didn't happen that way. That was in 2011. In 2019, we started taking care of our mom full time. And what we've learned up until today is caregiving is messy. And we really feel like we want to share that. We want caregivers to know they're not alone. Mm. And that's really the goal of our mission. That's our message.
I love that, not alone. And really, that's really my show is all about the brighter side of life and business. Life happens to all of us, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to in 18 years of doing this. And before that, I was a hair therapist. So go figure, okay? Everybody has a story. And you don't, like, a lot of people keep it in until somebody, like, you're going, oh, my God, I had no idea you were going through this or that you went through that. And you know, a lot of times, like I said in the very beginning, is you put yourself kind of on the shelf for a while so you can take care of somebody. And I know, you know, we lost my mom tragically, like, very fast, and we got a phone call. And then my dad over 4 days. And you know, those 4 days, it was like a lifetime of trying to figure out the doctors and get better and get them up and get them, you know. So I can only imagine what it feels like, you know, even as a parent with a child, that they're taking care of all these, you know, a life, a precious life that you love so much that you only want the best for them. Right. So as a role of caregiving, is obviously essential. And, you know, it's funny because in different families, it looks different. So can you share your story of like, what are some of the biggest challenges you face while caring for your mom?
So for any caregiver, I think it's not even just us. And we're blessed because there's three of us. For us, it takes a village. And for those out there, it's just one person, Kim. We commend them for all of the work that they do. But a caregiver, you know, you become everything. You're a jack of all trades. You're the chauffeur, the cook, the financial analyst. You're, you know, you're the attorney, the insurance agent. And I think that is some of the hardest things that we've had to conquer. There are so many times that you feel, caregivers, we feel isolated, and you always feel like you're fighting a fight to get things done. You're fighting to get medication. You're fighting to get an appointment. Mm-hmm. It's just a really difficult process, and it shouldn't be that hard. You know, I think about 2023, and our mom had an issue with her medication, where her pension company would not fill it due to a clerical error. Mm-hmm. And we had a company step up. It was CVS Specialty, who was actually a benefit of her insurance. And they said, no, that medicine needs to be filled. And they filled that. And it's so important as a caregiver to make sure that you have an advocate as well. And they were our advocates. And I think mm-hmm. that's so important for caregivers to realize that they're, like you said, they're not alone, and just to receive that help.
I love it. And because they're, are three of you, how do you figure out who the strengths of each one of you and who's to do what?
Absolutely. Well, I think it really comes down to, you know, JJ's background is in finance, mine is actually in healthcare, which is, I was fortunate, and then our younger sister is just the natural born caregiver. She is the mama for and has the children, and so it's really about finding your strengths. But for a lot of folks, they may not be as fortunate as we are to have siblings that step in or family members that step in. So we encourage people to find their team and start with your family, extend it to your friends. That includes your professional colleagues potentially, because 7 out of 10 caregivers also work either part-time or full-time, and then look for those non-traditional people. You want to really expand your circle, and so we look at who our practitioners are for the physicians, for our mom, of course, CVS Specialty, Eileen and the staff there. They call us every month, and that is so helpful. You're looking for individuals who really are surrogates at taking care of you too. So build your team so that it allows you to not experience burnout and feel like, I just need to quit. And that's really right. Important.
And I kind of want to say one thing that just came to my mind, and I love what you all are doing, is find me time, right? Mm. I mean, if you can't fill your own cup, you can't be successful in helping fill your mom's or fill your care, you know, whoever you're caregiving to, correct?
Mm-hmm. That is exactly right, Kim. And that's, we call that burnout. And first of all, you know, we like to, there's a lot of different ways that you can avoid burnout. You got to recognize it. And, but once you get to that point, find ways to save time and to give yourself time. Now, saving time can be allowing people to help you. You're mm-hmm. not a failure if you allow someone to help you.
So important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Allow people to help you. Find different applications online that, you know, different things that will deliver your groceries, that will deliver your medication. You can order your medication online. Just different things to
meal
save
prep,
time.
Maybe, right?
Oh, exactly.
You know, and meal prep is a benefit. And I think understanding your benefit is critical. So I'm going to encourage people to look at your health plan. For us, I had never even heard of specialty pharmacy until our mom. Right. And that was because our mom's diagnosis falls under complex health kind of diagnosis with her Parkinson's. And so when you're thinking about your benefit, either for yourself or for your loved one, you want to know everything, because a lot of caregivers don't realize that there's additional resources that their health plan right. offers, and that you can ask your employer to make sure that they offer that.
I love it. Ladies, what an inspiration. And you know what? Again, you know, everybody's going to have somebody in their family that needs them. And I love that. Where can we find out more about you? And again, thank you for joining us. Please share our show and download my podcast. And that is The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business.
You can find us. Actually, JJ and I are like, whoa, you can find us. You can find us at confessionsofareluctantcaregiver.com. And you can also find additional resources at cvsspecialty.com.
I love it. Thank you, ladies. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for joining us here. And, of course, we've got Emily Trunnell, and she's the Director of Science Advancement at Outreach for PETA. And, again, talk to us a little bit about, I mean, we've talked so many times about all the things that we've unveiled, okay, and there's a new strategy to end failed experiments on animals. And so welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Ken.
Yeah, so what is the research right now that is modernizing? Talk to us.
So, you know, a huge goal right now in the U.S. is to cut government waste. And an obvious place to start with that, and an evidenced and science-backed place to start with that, is to end the use of animals as models of human biology. So we've released Research Modernization Now. It's a bold, inventive, yet completely common sense and evidence-based strategy that will end failed experiments on animals and replace those with cutting-edge human-relevant science. These are things like advanced human cellular models that can taken from a skin sample from a patient with a disease to create personalized ways to study that person and what's affecting them. Things like computer modeling, artificial intelligence, advanced human imaging. So our report, you know, lays all of this out and, you know, why the current system isn't working. And we've released it now because we're at a critical turning point and the time to initiate this change is now.
I love that. I love that. And you're right. There is so many other ways to do this instead of really doing it on our animals. And so how is this necessary now? I mean, like, you know, I mean, times have changed so much. So the AI and all that. So can you walk us through some of those things?
Absolutely. You know, using animal experiments in this modern era is like if we were still trying to use a rotary phone when we have, you know, iPhones and other technology.
That's great. That's perfect. Yeah.
It's true. We've been doing the same tests on animals for decades and decades. And, you know, 110 million animals are used and killed in laboratories in the U.S. every year. Yeah. The reality is that 95% of new drugs that have gone through animal testing end up failing when they get to humans. 90% of curiosity-driven research never translates into anything meaningful for people. And 89% of the time, or up to 89% of the time, these experiments can't even be reproduced from laboratory to laboratory. So, you know, transitioning research that's actually showing, there's tons of papers out now that show how human techniques, human biology-based techniques like organs on chips and genomics are better at modeling human responses to drugs and human disease than these outdated experiments on animals.
That sounds so much better. And it's interesting that, I mean, the research has just improved amazing. And so I love this. So what can my listeners do and where can we go to, like, obviously to sign up, to help, or to be, you know, a part of this?
Listeners can go to PETA.org/RMN. That's PETA.org/RMN. That stands for Research Modernization Now. So we have the full new report online, which has all of the scientific evidence for why animal models are a thing of the past and the examples of this great new technology that can be used instead. And you can read the report or you can read a summary of the report. And you also can fill out a simple form to contact your members of Congress and let them know that you don't want your taxpayer money spended on these cruel and useless and outdated animal experiments. You want science that's actually translatable and beneficial and humane.
There you go. I love it. Emily, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. And this really, you know what, these poor animals, you know, why not just, we have other resources and I love it. So again, thank you very much and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Kim. So glad to be here.
Some really good stuff here. I hope that you learned something. I hope that you stay tuned. And if you missed any part of it, download our podcast. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Success is not how high you've climbed, but how you make a positive difference
in the world? What are you doing to make a difference? Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. It's a beautiful
morning. Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner, event, or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.